with your first year at this school and your softball program. It looks like you're having a ton of fun, kind of just getting things started, aren't you?
Yeah, it's been great. We have a good core group of girls, and it's been fun seeing how things go from the beginning till now. We have improved night and day.
And tell us the situation as far as like this first year. It's kind of just kind of a opening phase, kind of getting started type of deal with this school and the softball program, isn't it?
Yeah, so we only did JV this year because of enrollment numbers. We only have 9th and 10th graders here at Standing Bear. And we had 14 girls come out for softball. So it was definitely a small group, but we are pretty close-knit. And so that's been a lot of fun.
But you're playing a really challenging schedule against some pretty good schools, aren't you?
Yeah, we are currently, I believe, 5-12. We've played a lot of games, and we've played a lot of the local Lincoln schools. We've played some of the surrounding areas. We went to Seward, went down to Beatrice, and then we just picked up a couple of wins over Hastings the other day.
I did see that. As far as your home field, you got a pretty nice home field they set you up with?
Oh, yeah. We, on campus, have a field that is all turf. And so that has been really cool, just being able to see what that's like, having an all turf field. I've only ever played on them a couple times, so...
Yeah, I was going to say, when you were growing up in high school, there wasn't many situations you played on that stuff, did you?
No, not really.
How many more games this fall season? Are you just about ready to wrap things up next couple of weeks?
Yeah, our last day is October 3rd.
So next year, you're looking at a varsity lineup, a varsity schedule next year?
I'm not sure exactly what the plan is yet. It's something we're going to have to discuss once season's over and we have some time to really think about what it's going to look like, because it'll definitely depend on enrollment numbers again, just because if we don't have the personnel for the teams, it's a little bit difficult.
I was going to say, the classes you'll... You know, 9 to 10 will move up a grade. You'll bring in another group of kids. Are you expecting to be a large class coming in?
I think there should be a decent amount of 8th graders that are going to come in, because we currently have mostly freshmen. We have about 65 sophomores, and the rest are freshmen, and we have almost 350 kids.
Mm-hmm.
So
takes a little time, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think we'll get a pretty good group that comes in this next year. It's a beautiful campus, and the more that people have been able to come see things, they're like, wow, that's awesome.
I take it, JV schedule, and when you don't have games, you're out after school practicing just like all the other teams.
Yep, I've been getting 1% better every day.
You've been keeping tabs on your North Platte kids and how they're doing this year?
Oh, yeah. I followed them on Game Changer, so I've been watching how their games have been spent. How they have been panning out. Wow, words are hard. It's been a long day.
But, yeah, North Platte and McCook hooked up just the other day, and I'm sure you always kind of follow what the Lady Bison are doing as well, don't you?
Most definitely. Once a bison, always a bison.
There you go. Any other sports? I think I asked you this a while back when we talked about when you first took the job. Are you helping out with any other sports or just softball?
At the moment, I don't really have anything pinned down. I might try to see if I can get into the track world.
All right, but softball keeps you busy, and I'm sure, hey, once you get in the springtime, you kind of, and I'm sure a lot of these girls, are they playing, travel softball in the summertime, too?
Mm-hmm. I believe most all of our girls are on a travel team.
Uh-huh. Just going to take a little time, a couple of years, and if not next year, hopefully in 2 years, hopefully you'll have a freshman through a senior class, and by that time, hopefully you'll have a chance to play a varsity schedule.
Yes, definitely.